And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This being New Year's Day, everything on this week's show is new, starting off with Joe Sanders, who's singing a new song.
Thank you. maybe we'll run into Sally and the cows we used to know. Put on an old pair of shoes, and even though our clothes are baggy, we'll go down and call on Maggie and Joe. We'll always find fair weather as we make the rounds together. The old gang don't care whether we're broke or in the dope. We'll find the dreams left behind in all the old familiar places as we mend the broken laces of an old pair of shoes.
Thank you. out in the new mown hay. No one sees them but the moon out in the new mown hay. On the old back porch the neighbors gawk, the family watches like a hawk, but they know that cows won't gawk out in the new mown hay. Darndest lies out in the new mown hay. They were glad that they were out of sight where they could love with all their might, but now it's crowded every night out in the new mown hay.
Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, who were out in the new mown hay on July 9, 1926. William G. Tracy, Sam Ehrlich, and Dan Dougherty wrote Out in the New Mown Hay, which was sung there by Tom Stax. Before that, it was Miff Mole's Molars with the new Twister. That OK 78 was whacked September 1, 1927. The new Twister was written by Teddy Kreis and Ralph Lillard. Teddy Kreis, K-R-I-S-E, was principal clarinetist in the Warner Brothers Studio Orchestra, and played on the soundtrack of the 1938 Errol Flynn picture, The Adventures of Robin Hood. Ralph Lillard was a drummer and became chief percussionist of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. The new Twister was preceded by the vocal duo of Sonny Farrar and Ken Tucker with Jack Hilton in his orchestra, with Put on a New Pair of Shoes from March 20, 1935. We started the show with the Coon Sanders Orchestra, with Joe Sanders providing the vocal on Sing a New Song. That was recorded March 9, 1932, less than 2 months before Carlton Coon died of complications from an abscessed tooth. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Continuing our new theme on this New Year's Day, here's Harry Roy. You're welcome, Leah.
Thank you. Tomorrow we come, see the sun through the gray. It's the dawn of a new day. here we come, young and old. Come to watch all the wonders unfold. And the tune that we play is the dawn of a new day. Tell the wolf at the door that we don't want him round anymore. Better times here to stay as we live and laugh the American way. Listen one, listen all. There can be no resisting the call. Come hail the dawn of a new day.
The most recognized four-note motif in music is the first four notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, but the end of that Roy Bargy arrangement of New Tiger Rag might be the most recognized five-note musical phrase, the musician's private joke known as, "Oh, you horse's ass." That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, July 25th, 1930. Archie Blyer composed a song based entirely on those five notes called Business in Q, which was recorded by the Joel Shaw Orchestra, and which might just be on the January 22nd show. Before New Tiger Rag, it was Horace Heidt and his orchestra with the official song of the 1939 World's Fair, Dawn of a New Day. Dawn of a New Day was written by George and Ira Gershwin and was actually made up of a couple of other songs which had already been written. The vocal on that January 12, 1939 recording was by the Glee Club. Dawn of a New Day was preceded by Jimmy Gunn and his orchestra, June 18, 1936, and I've Found a New Baby, written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. In 1934, Jimmy Gunn took over Dave Taylor's Dixie Serenaders and toured all over the Southeast and in Massachusetts. I Found a New Baby was one of six sides recorded by Bluebird in the band's only recording session. Jimmy Gunn gave up music in 1940 and became a teacher in Charlotte, and the city's J.P. Gunn Elementary School is named after him. We began that set with another optimistic feel-good song along the lines of Dawn of a New Day, There's a New Day Coming. That was Harry Roy and his orchestra on July 14, 1933, with Harry performing double duty, leading and providing the vocal, as well as a little audible coaching.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Continuing on this special New Year's edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. Thank you.
Now you recall your alphabet. It wasn't very hard to get. A for apple, B for bat, D for dog, and C for cat. But that's no use to kids today. They want to swing it the modern way.
A for horses, B for mutton, C for looking, D for angel, E for atom, F of essence. That's the new swing alphabet. G for goodness, H for wrinkles, I for looting, J for orange, K for answers, L for leather. That's the new swing alphabet. M forever, blowing bubbles, N for dig, over there, Q for song, R for mo, S for reason, T for two, you forgot me, B for La France, W fortune, X for breakfast, Y for mistress, Z for breezes, that's the new swing alphabet.
Thank you.
the Miami Dance Orchestra with New Charleston. And every time I hear that, of course, I'm reminded of the Presto Hey Nani Nani-O from PDQ Bach's Schlepptet in E-flat major. New Charleston was written by Raoul Moretti for the operetta, and you'll forgive my French, please, Trois Jeunes Filles, which I believe translates to Three Young Girls. The French musical comedy was imported to Broadway, where it opened at Jolson's 59th Street Theater on March 4, 1929, but ran for just 8 performances, closing on April 6th. Before New Charleston, it was Louis Russell and his orchestra and the New Call of the Freaks from September 6, 1929. The vocal trio consisted of trumpeter Red Allen, J.C. Higginbotham, who played trombone in the band, and J.C. Metcalf. The New Call of the Freaks was written by drummer Paul Barberin and was preceded by Jack Jackson and his orchestra, with Jack himself providing the vocal on New Swing Alphabet. That recording is from April 5, 1937. We started off with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders with New Kind of Blues. Charlie Lawrence, who played clarinet in the band, wrote and arranged New Kind of Blues, which was recorded on February 3, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Here to start off this next segment of this special New Year's edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band.
Everything's rosy now that me and love go hand in glove. It's a whole new thing.
innovation for cheerful Charlie Fisher. Now that me and love go hand in glove, it's a whole new thing. It's a whole new thing. Yes, yes. The world is quite a place. Mother Nature lifted her face. Ever since we kissed, life took a twist. It's a whole new thing. It's a Highland fling. It's an early spring. Ain't that moon a gorgeous sight? It wasn't there last night. It's a whole new, brand new, grand new, whole new thing.
Thank you. from sorrow, free from worry about tomorrow. We'll be singing when we're starting, no more parting in this new world. There's a new world full of gladness in this new world, no more sadness. Every mammy, every pappy will be happy in this new world. No picking cotton, no planting corn, no more taters to hoe. Blues all forgotten from night to morn, watching the green pastures grow. There's a new world where there's chicken, watermelons for the picking, golden slippers for your stamping when you're camping in this new world.
I don't know that I've played that on the show before. That was DeBroy Summers and his band September 12, 1936, with Sam Costa providing the vocal on There's a New World. There's a New World was composed by Michael Carr with the lyrics by Jimmy Kennedy and is from the 1936 show and 1937 film OK for Sound, which was a vehicle for the Crazy Gang. The Crazy Gang was a conglomeration of three double acts, Jimmy Nervo and Teddy Knox, who had an acrobatic high wire act, Charlie Naughton and Jimmy Gold, a pair of slapstick artists, and comics and singers Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. They first came together in 1931 and were very popular in Britain, making their final appearance at the Victoria Palace Theatre in 1962. Before that, it was Wilton Crawley and his orchestra with the New Crawley Blues, recorded by Victor on June 3, 1930. In the band, Jelly Roll Morton on piano and Henry Red Allen on trumpet. The original Crawley Blues had been recorded on May 31, 1927. Novelty clarinetist Wilton Crawley was also a composer responsible for Old Broke Up Shoes, Put a Flavor to Love, and Tall Tilly's Too Tight.
What?
I don't know, I'm just reading the list. Crawley was also a vaudevillian who, as a contortionist, was known as the Human Worm, and whose act culminated in propelling himself across the stage with a lighted kerosene lamp on top of his head.
What?
Don't try that at home. Wilton Crawley was preceded by Blue Baron and his orchestra with a 1939 radio transcription of It's a Whole New Thing, with the vocal by Charlie Fisher. And we began this segment of this New Year's edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band and Always Some New Baby. That record just had its 85th birthday yesterday.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes.
And I do believe we have time for at least one more new record. Here's Fats Waller.
Maybe that ain't get paid, yes, yes, my. And I thought it was ended when we said we were through. As if it depended on what we could say or do. I got a new lease on love from that old gal of mine. Say I'm moving into her arms again, yes, my.
Fats Waller and his rhythm, with Fats taking the vocal on I've Got a New Lease on Love, written by Joseph Young and Fred Ellert, from April 9, 1937. Right after that, the band recorded an instrumental version. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Thanks so much for listening and for your support and encouragement this past year. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and with every good wish for a happy, healthy, safe, and exceptionally prosperous new year, I thank you for your very kind attention. Here to take us out is Tiny Hill and his orchestra from November 21st, 1939, and Auld Lang Syne, with vocal by Irwin Bendel. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.